middle of the Shabbos, middle of Simen Shin Ches, discussing halachas of Muktzah, we're in the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph by Siv Lamed Aleph. Says Mechaba Basuchai. We continue to talk about food items that are Muktzah. Basuchai, raw meat. I feel a tafel, even if it's Shein Maluach Chlal, it's not salted at all. Mutl tafel, you're allowed to move it. Shum the Chazal Umtz, because it's fit to chew raw. Rashi says it's like spoil. Because it's still fit for dogs. Says Mishabrua Sivkan Kovchov. Hey, you let a raw meat. You let him move it because the Chazal Umtzahina that is Yeshbin the Adma. Certain people should diet miyaf for the very tolerant. Mechais and Basachai, they actually chew raw meat. There's no problem about eating it because of blood. After it was washed off, when eating this raw, which cuss would be your day, that's specifically like the soft type of meat, like dove and like chicken. It's not behemoth, but steak meat in the chazal office, you can't really chew it. Russell Tafel, you're not allowed to move it. But Taz place, Taz rules that Afilu b'sab behemoth tafel, even by this raw beef. Mutl totally allowed to move it. I'm sure we'll go with the Chenel Yabba Maskim, but didn't like Kataz. He also agrees, the halacha like Kataz. The Philip Sabahima, even beef, Mutl totally allowed to move it. Be'a Groh, Chayl Hagamkin al Magabram. He also disagrees with Magabram Shunarin, because we said the Chabas, we're like a bum to I'm sure all meat is fit to chew raw. Look over the Balkan. There are after he's about to write him to dig it about Magabram Adina. Even though I saw many later authorities quote the words of Magabram Halacha, but Magabram Tchak in the present situation, Yishlas Magal Mekin, one can rely on lean opinions, and it's not considered Mukta. You have something in the freezer, or whatever, and whatever it is, the raw meat is not considered as mukt. Sif lamed beis. Dog maluach. Salted fish. Mutl tadli lada buvit. V'she'in maluach. And if it's not salted, us it's for them. V'she'in raw, because it's not fit. Sif kan kaf chavav. Tegim v'sif mishbur. Dog maluach, salted meat. Ben amin shakarin, herring. Whether type of fish are called herring. Ben kolamin, whether all types. Gim shum maluach, once it's salted. Raw lach la da'et chak. It's fit to eat on the pressing situation. Can I bust the chazalum to like meat that's fit to chew raw? But the same thing is, dog motion smoked fish, today's Shabbos, is also sivkan kavchav zayin. But if it's not salted, then it's forbidden because the shein raw is not fit. Taz pierce, Taz explained, I know that shein raw off the club, meaning the raw fish, not even fit even for dogs. In my raw the club, it would be fit for dogs. After inam lachil is club, maybe not really going to give it for the dogs to eat. Mutl tal that would be permitted to move. A magen ram kasvi writes a double amel achilas adam. Something that's fit for human consumption. In the roll lechel kach ad matzah Shabbos, it's not fit to eat like that until matzah Shabbos. After roll lechel is klavim, even if it would be fit for dogs to eat, makta inish daiti bnei. But a person sets it aside from his thoughts, mishum doy koy leklam, because it's not designated for dogs. If he's according to this, shuman tzayin and shalbehema, cold fats of an animal, the in amel kach lechel zaden, like schmaltz. That's not going to be like that for a person to eat. Also, totally not let it move it because he wouldn't give it to dogs. A chepaska, a friend, that's a friend rule. Simple amigimel. Kameisha and mumcha. An amulet that's not professional. Avrish in yitzimbay, even though you can't go out to the street with it, matatanlai say, you let it move it. It's not mukta. Sifkan kavchavchash in mumcha, it's not professional. Manikka, kame mumcha, what's considered kame mumcha is balab simchinal of sifkafei. Sivkan kavchavtas, even though Shein Yates may not go out with an animal chusarabim, that's the public domain because of haitzah, of caring. Of a kamal shari, but the karmelist is permitted. Now, the chusarabim, because even the chusarabim to the street, like if you have chat, there's no chiv of chat, it's the derech malbushu, it's a way of wearing something, less rak and rabban, it's only rabbinically forbidden. The male of a kamal shari, therefore, in the karmelist rabbinic area, would be permitted. To Mashonagin Idnik, is Sabara Achraina, according to what we currently conduct ourselves, like the last opinion, Elbus and Mishin Yimus of Yechaz. Waste matter and excrement, ancient other mitzvah tam. Regardless whether from human feces or whether from chickens, like it's from similar things. In my but if it was in the courtyard where a person was sitting, mutloy tzim lashpo ilu bezikizi, allowed to take it out to the garbage or to the bathroom. I feel like even out of vessel. In my yibachatzah in the darsham, and if it was in the courtyard where he's not dwelling, aslatim they not take it out. It's obviously muktzah. And the Miyorban Ayatinik is afraid because of the child, so he's laughing, but he shouldn't get dirty with it. But the Lichmus Lakali, like, he's not covered with a vest.
So the Mishmus have cut in Kuf Laman. So he said, any dirty, filthy thing, excrement, waste matter, whether from a human or chicken, the creates of anything similar like that, the Gemara it's brought the achber mesa nimtzu. If you find a dead mouse, that mutter lo hitziyai biyadayim. You let it take it out with your hands. Mitam graf sharei for the same reason of like a bucket of excrement. The Sharatzinai's kovav says that it's brought in Rabbi Yerucham. Look at what he writes, and this is dafka if he's in a place where it's disgusting in his eyes. Sipkot and koflamet aleph. So if he was in a chatzar sheyeshim, but that they were sitting in tiny that shadarim, but that they're dwelling over there. Let's say the courtyards that are made in front of homes, just a regular, this is where people walk. But they say, permitted you to remove him because of a person's dignity. But then the same thing is, let's say it's in an alleyway, in a cul-de-sac, where people walk. And then you let him move it to the side, says Morgan Abram. And that's avafilable kli. You went out of vessel. Kamash, what we're telling you is delay timid. Don't say delay tira latal tarak agav keli that we only let you move it like with the bowl. No, even the thing itself. Now, sivkan kuflam gimel. If he was in the courtyard, she'in a darsham that he's not dwelling over there. Bein shuchatzar ches, whether it's a different courtyard, shuchatzar harbatim, whether it's a courtyard behind the homes, or yishuminuch ba'ashpash bechatzar, or it's in the garbage in the courtyard. The asla tatlam, then you're not allowed to go ahead and move them sivkot and kuflam adal osle tziem. You're not allowed to take it out. The only chazur the media is not fit for anything. But muktzah kevin, it's muktzah like a stone. But then same thing is a grafa of it. The waste basket, the urinal below your miraglam. But you were not to excrement in the urine. Gam kinas it's also forbidden. Give shul makom shein darsham. It's in the place where people don't live over this little rabba. That we have no het of graf shalay to move it. Now umumali if it's full, if now you can't relieve yourself because it's full. Mutla tzilav zir. Then you let her take it out and then put it back. Mishum kavod abri is for the dignity of people to clean out that receptacle and put it back. Sibkot and kuflamet hay. And we said if you're afraid of a child that shouldn't get dirty with the excrement over there, then mutl lichbois, then you let cover it with a vessel. Shmin b'zeh, what we're telling you regarding this, like him, don't say d'inkli nitl tzerv d'va nitl, you cannot move a vessel only for something that's the purposes of something that needs to, that could be moved. And here you shouldn't be allowed to take the vessel to cover something that's inherently muksa, which is the excrement. We're saying, no, in that case, it has a similar heter for the graf shalrei. Sif lamet hey. Ava bishamut leitzi graf shalrei v'avit shalmer gaim. So although we said in the previous sif, you're allowed to take out the basket of wet waste or the receptacle of urine, aslach zimun, you'll put it back. Elkein nasan leitech hamayim, only if you put water inside of it. Says mishbura sif katan kuf lamed vav. So although we said it's permitted leitzi graf v'chulu, so he says graf v'avit shneim shal cheres, they're both earthenware, shal re'ish nikur graf, the basket that holds the waste is called graf. That's a toilet, and that which is for urine, nikur of it, that's called the urinal. But then, same thing is in mushal eitz, if it's made out of wood, vayin le'el, besim pezayin, le'in in the mushal matachas, what's the halach of it regarding if it's made out of metal? Vihine, graf of it. So these receptacles, avat pishul kli, although it's a vessel, mukam akam avat, buchlal mukta makmas guva, it's something that's inherently mukta, pshun the moist harbuk, it's very disgusting, buchama mistam mukta makmas guva, it's even more severe than a regular, something that's mukta because of its being repulsive. The kamalam reishim and shinyur demutta, which we said, in that case, it would be permitted, because the grafu ka'evim v'demein, no, because the receptacle is like stones and things like that, that are inherently mukta. V'ak letzin, malakam shadarsham, only take it off in the place where a person's living, hitiru mishim gavoy, they permit him for his dignity of a lechzirim, but to put it back, it's mukta, how you bring it back, tzach ma'im, we need water, doesn't matal na de'amayim, then you can move it as secondary to the water that's inside of it. Sivkot and kuf lamed zayin. Ella imkein v'chula, only if you put inside of it water. Because Magen Bram writes about oidu b'yadu, when it's still in his hand, actually, mutal achs af b'limam, then you could bring back the waste basket even without a water. Because you're already holding it. They're not so with that. Only if you put inside of it mayim water, then you can bring it back. But that's only if that water would still be potable water for an animal. Because if not, then even the water is considered filth, and that would be muktza also. Now, here, behold, in the sasim shochanach, from the fact that shochanach unspecifically, mashma sounds like that fill in circle leitzi by tzayim meiruglaim, that even if you don't need to take out excrement and urine, still sure like zil demaim, you'd still be able to bring it back through the water. But b'yishmachim is some astringent regarding that, and as the Sharat Sinai's Kofi Dalat says, their reason is because they didn't permit through a loaf and the child only for a dead person. And obviously what they were permitted through the water was when you needed to, because you needed for to urinate and for excrement. And this is, I left out what the Mogadim writes, the ponnis alav, because that regarding that, possibly even without water, you'd be able to put it back because of Kavod HaBris, that people still have to relieve themselves, as he himself writes in Sefkot Notes, as the Nisif Chaim already puts on that point. Says, no, meaning what a person would have to relieve, that of course for human dignity that we will even let without the water, but we're saying that al kaponim, but some astringent commentary goes by saying so. I'm say yabish machir that it comes out the mumokam amishtam, but it's a protected area. Lo yichn essential. It's certainly right. You shouldn't bring it in unnecessarily because of its of the urinal being mukta. Bir alacha and the remaschal chazil umtza raw meat. Is not mukta because it's fit to chew raw. He says, look at Mishpura Sivkot and Kovchofhei, that men are malignant even by beef, and even though they don't have the same reasonings. Because the reason of the Taz is because to us that we pass on like a Bishimon, even if you're going to say that's not so fit for chewing raw, but still permitted. And the reason of the Goin, that's how El Rabbi's declined, is also in the second answer that any meat is fit to chew raw. However, Ladina, they're all the same, that even by Basa Behema, you're allowed to move it. And the proofs that the Magen Ram brings from Enri Shainim, in the Sefer Achrayim, they rejected. There's no proof from there. And the primary thing is that even Basa Behema is fit to chew raw, like Basar Oif, and it sounds like from the Stephen Saram, the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the answer, that the answer, Shani Bar Baza, the Chazal Umtza, what he means to say is, that by this, even according to Abchizd, it's Chazal Umtza, even by Tefuach, when it's boiled. So therefore he says, we were Saisim, and that in Mokam Atzchak, in the present situation, one can rely on them. Now, later on, regarding cold fats, we were saying like a Magavram that's forbidden to be moved, even though regarding the first halacha, we say something to be leaned like the Taz, because the Rashbam himself, that from him they've been the goyin, and all the Achrim quote that's Chazal Umtza, Eshech B'chal Basa, explicitly writes that the reason by dog tafel, by raw fish, like the agreement of the Magen Avram, that it's something that for him is not fit, because the dogs are not going to permit, and just that's fit afterwards. He's makser from Kalavim, and therefore by Shuman it's Asin, that's the opinion of the Razah, that's the opinion of the Avamagin, that's what's been done also. So therefore, even though Taisa one answer in the Torah, they write that the reason of dog tafel is because it's not fit for dogs, it sounds like if it would be fit for dogs, even though it's not for that, it would be permitted. According to this, also by cold fats, it should not be forbidden to move, because it is fit for the eating of dogs. We cannot rely on that Lamaisa because of all the Rishonim that we mentioned before. The Masach Lachin Mutafuach, that is, even if it was Nitpach B'Shabbos, even if it's spoiled on Shabbos, like the Pindar of Shimon, that by Nevela, that became Nevela on Shabbos, said Achrayim, you're allowed to move it. Now, the behemoth of a non-Jew that was slaughtered, even on Shabbos, is permitted to be moved. Just like a Nevela that became a Nevela on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. As we say later on, submission of Chavdal, said Magid Ram, look over there also. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe. We said that the people that they, you know, they're tolerant and they'll chew raw meat. Now, in our times, that nobody eats raw meat at all, Aruch HaShulchan writes, that yeah, raw meat is muktzah, and even raw chicken. That's what Chubasik is Moshe writes, that since it's not the norm to chew raw meat, it is muktzah. That's a bit of Shalmazam that says you have to look into this, how it's possible to lean in and to move currently raw meat, since it's known that in our times, no one eats raw meat. Now, elsewhere, he expresses his opinion, it would seem that today's times, even Misar Oif is Mukta, but since in the Gemara they say that it's fit for him, so you could be leaned in a necessary situation. Chubash Levi is not sure regarding this, and writes, one should be initially stringent. He adds on that if the raw meat is frozen, for sure it's not Royal Achila, even like chewing, and even if it thaws out, it's like Noilid then. Rav Noble Yashiv holds that if there's the possibility of thawing out the meat on Shabbos, for example, let's say putting it near a pot, or by putting it in lukewarm water, the meat is not Mukta. And Pinner of Niskarel says that since it's burned in the Taz, that even though it's not the norm to eat raw meat, however, it's not considered a muktzah because at the end of the day, it is fit for Meichel. And since the Gemara brought that Basal Chai is royal Meichel, if that's the case, even in our times, although most people are more delicate, that Mitzvah does not change. And even today, when there is a distinct need, a person would eat raw meat, and therefore, even now, it's not going to be a muktzah. Edition 128 from yesterday's daf. That the reason why you don't have that sweeping a house from the shells and the bones should be considered as moving mukta, the halacha writes that the bones and the shells are graf shalrei, and also that is considered tilma natzad, like indirectly moving something to tzarech Shabbos. Chaznish explains regarding earth and mukta that's on the ground that they're bottle, like the halacha, the place that when you have oichel merubah labseilus, and for that reason that you don't have for the sweeping the waste matter title of tilta mukta. And it's considered like tikkun hakarka. Or the Be'alacha later on, Simshon Mem brings, that's forbidden to remove the wax from the parchment because of moving muktzah, even though his intention is to actually remedy the parchment. Dish number 129, in our times, Nesgaretz holds that apple pits are not in the heter because you cannot eat them, and therefore they should be muktzah. Dish number 140, was dish number 130. Now, we said to eat raw meat is not a problem because of the blood after you wash it off. Now, but isn't the washing off a problem about butter? So this girl explains that no, the blood's not considered mixed in with the meat. Like any moist thing, that's not considered mixed with the dry goods on that which is placed. Moreover, that since even after you wash it, there still remains blood in the meat, so then the action of washing is not considered as selecting the blood from the meat. It's just removing the blood that's on the meat because the issur to eat it. According to Rosh Hashanah, it's possible that the action of washing is not considered as an action of briar. It's just like cleaning the food from the dirt that's on it. Dishnah 131, in a situation of a great loss, for example, let's say a fish died in a pond, and if you don't take it out, all the fish that are in the pond are going to die. Shuvah Shevah Levi writes, you can rely on the opinion of some of the Rishonim and the Taz, that the lean regarding this, and you're allowed to go ahead and move it. And that's the opinion of B'yashiv regarding a freezer that stopped working. You're allowed to take out the fish that's there and to remove them to another freezer. Then the situation, we're not going to do that, it's going to cause a great loss. Dish number 132, if a person makes up his mind in the middle of Shabbos to give this fish to the dogs, so now Agosh Rebbe Kveig over here writes that you're allowed to move it. However, the Chaznish writes, it's forbidden to move it because since it already was muksa, the fish, benashmashas, it does not become fit more than that on Shabbos. Dish number 133, Shana Lachet explains that the Kavanah of the Mishnah Brewer is a Kameh that you know that's not a Mumcha, that's forbidden even to move the Karmelis. Dish number 134, how to qualify what's considered a Graf Sharei. The Ramah brings in Reisha and test the Mishnah Brewer there that depends on how repulsive it is in the eyes of people. That's something Mishnah Brewer previously, Sipkot and Kof Tez Vav, and later on Sim Shalam and Ches, and Shartzi, and later on Sipkot and Kof Vav, and Be'alach, later on Tov Shalam and Ches. Now, how to qualify this, Shubh Zig Zimash writes that the Allah of Graf Sharei depends on every single person, according to the situation of the filth, if it's scattered or not. And also, when the thing is disgusting only in his eyes, but in the eyes of his friend it's not disgusting, or in this girl's holes, he could ask his friend to take it out for him. And even shells or little filth that's not so disgusting, it just causes that it's not kishmak from the substance. For example, let's say it's in the place where it causes the host embarrassment because of the guest, but some holes, it's including Graf Sharei, and that's also been a Moshe Feinstein. So it's something that's not inherently disgusting. Like needles and hammer, and Shlomo writes that if they're on the table, it's possible that would be considered disgusting even during the weekday. It has lach graf shrei, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even the bad smell that bothers people, you're staying in a place, for example, let's say a smell of gas or something like that, Shlomo holds, and Miskarelitz, that's considered a graf shrei, and therefore it's permitted in such a situation to close the gas. Shubh Shabbat Levi is not sure regarding smoke that's coming out of a candle, it's bothering people if that's considered a graf shrei. Regarding removing waste from food item, Chaznish writes that even if it's not disgusting, you're allowed to go ahead and remove it when there's no concern about butter, because since there's no significance in butter, it's not considered as moving mukta. It's just like, you know, part of the food process of preparing what you're eating. For that reason, Shavuos Mechazirzik explains that the intent of the Ramah and Sim Mishin Beis that permits to remove feathers from a garment is even with your hands you can remove them and not just through blowing. Also, Shlomo Zalman holds that's permitted to remove with your hands the filth that it's not disgusting that's found on a chair or in a cup, because you're not really busy with moving them, you're just cleaning out a cup. Now, to move something that currently is not qualified as a graf shrei, but it's potentially could become, so it's brought later on that brings the words of the Meiri regarding a stillborn, that if you delay in its burial, or you're concerned that if you're going to delay, it's going to be permitted to remove it because of graf shrei, that even before becoming graf shrei, you're allowed to move it. The halacha writes over there to look at Simon Shin Yadav, and there, lachar, it's obvious from this that they did not permit to move a dead person without a loaf of bread on it, that you cannot move something that is going to potentially become a graf shrei. Dish number 135, a living mouse that's in the trap, this girl told it's not considered graf sharei because it's not disgusting, it's just bothering. According to B'yashiv, even the living mouse is considered graf sharei. Now regarding graf sharei, that it's possible to remove it without moving literally your hands, so look what we wrote in Sif Kot and Kofta as well. Now in the place that you can tell a non-Jew or a child to move it, our Chashochan writes it's appropriate to do this, and he shouldn't take it himself. But Shabbos Egan later writes, a child, you should not do that because maybe the child's going to think that it's permitted for him to move Muktzah. Just number 136, a garbage that's full, that's in the kitchen, that you're not eating by, and this girl holds it's not considered graf sharei because the kitchen is not a place where people sit. It's only if they spend a long time over there preparing the meal, then it would be considered the garbage bag as a graf sharei. This is number 137, to move a Dvar Muktzah to cover with it a graf sharei, Shubhas Hartzvi is not sure B'Shem Zaman if it's permitted. This is number 138, so to a person that's standing to go out of his house on Shabbos, and he's not going to come back till after Shabbos. Well, it's forbidden for him to move a dove and moa, a disgusting thing, since it's not going to be in front of him. So to Rabbi Niskarel, it's forbidden for this person to remove the filth that's on the table, and only if he intends to remain over there many moments before he leaves, then it's permitted for him to move it if it's bothering him in those moments. Dish number 139, Mishabred said, look in Simon Peizan regarding if this urinal is made out of metal. So there it's brought that the graf that's made out of metal or from glass and it's washed well, it's not considered as a disgusting vessel. As Nish writes in Aaron's context, it's possible it's permitted to remove a graf that's made out of metal even before it's washed, because since it's possible to wash, it's considered as a kli even when it's still filthy. Now, a nighttime potty for children that's made out of plastic, Chavis Berlitzin writes that since has a halachah like graf that's made out of metal because it doesn't absorb, and that's also opinion of Rabbi Yasha. Dusha number 140. Mishbura said, look, Eli Rabbi Pimgad number Fakfik. Now, however, I mean, like the Magram says, once you're holding it, you could move it back even without water. Now, however, to hold it in his hand and to shake it into the garbage, Chaznesh writes, it's permitted even according to this opinion, because Mikar Din is not nullified from it, the Shem Kli, because of Machmas Mis, because of the filth, because it's meant for its utility and its purpose. It's just Chazal Geyser, not to bring back without water. As long as you didn't shake it out, it did not take effect on this Gezer. Chaznesh adds on that according to his words, in a place where it's not possible to bring back the urinal with water, you'd be able to bring it back even without water. Dirshu number 141. Allah was talking about a non-Jewish animal that was slaughtered. I mean, on Shabbos, it's permitted to move it. Chaznish writes, L'chari, it would depend on the machlik's place. If it's put in Shulchan Aruch later on, Simchat Chafei, if it's permitted to move bread that was baked through a goy on Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins to be stringent, only if it was a shasat chak or tzarech mitzvah.